This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. If you are frantically filing your taxes today, you're not alone. And if you can't make the April 15th deadline to file, you can get an extension. Today, we're going to talk about free filing options, extension deadlines, and answer your last-minute tax questions. But please be aware, this discussion is meant to be general in nature and should not replace talking to a tax preparer or advisor. Joining me now is Smart Money financial counselor, Michelle Abernathy. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hello, everyone.
She is here and she has been getting the questions already today. So today is tax day, as I mentioned. Are you doomed if you haven't filed yet?
No, you're not doomed.
Oh, good. Good. And why is that? Because you can, how difficult is it to get an extension if you feel like you need one?
Oh, it's fairly simple. So there's a few ways that you can file an extension. If you are using a tax site, most of the tax sites have an option where you can file your extension. Or if you're just that paper person, you can get the form 4868 and fill out the bottom of the form.
And what kind of information do you need for filing an extension? And what's the deadline to file an extension?
So the deadline to file your extension is today, April 15th.
Oh, get on that.
So, yeah, you do have to file today. So some of the things that you will need if you expect it to owe, about what you think you will owe, and you will need your tax liability and a few more things. You'll need to fill out your personal information, and it's about 9 things on a form that you'll have to fill out, and you can cut the bottom of the form off, mail it to the IRS, and then your extension is filed, as long as you file today before 11:59 p.m.
Okay, got to get that timestamp, that postmark.
Exactly.
I want to make sure I understand this, because you file an extension, but that doesn't mean you get more money to pay if you owe, right?
No, that does not. That just gives you a little bit more time, and the extension helps you avoid the failure to file fee. So it just gives you a little bit more time to gather some information. You may not have received all of your tax documents, give you a little bit more time to search those out, and then it gives you about 6 months before you actually have to file.
Mm-hmm. But if you think you're going to owe taxes, you still have to pay what you think you're going to owe today?
Yes, you do.
Okay, dumb question. How do you figure that out if you haven't done your taxes, like what you think you're going to owe?
So what you can do is you can go on one of the online sites and actually put the information in, and it will tell you if you owe. You just don't submit it, especially if you don't have all of your documents. So it'll give you an estimated amount of what you would owe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this just gives you more time if you don't have got a lot of documents to gather, you don't have it all together, you're thinking, I can't get it together by 11:59 p.m. to the race to the post office, but you got to cut that check if you think you might owe.
Yes.
What if you can't afford the money you owe?
That's a great question. If you can't afford, you can go ahead and file that extension. You can set up your identity site on the IRS website, and you can start making payments. And there's an option once you set your site up to make payments on the estimated amount that you owe.
Mm-hmm. So you can do kind of installments almost.
Yes.
Okay. We're discussing what you need to know to file your taxes or to file for an extension today. Do you have questions as you finish your taxes or as you work to file an extension? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. But another reminder, this discussion is meant to be general in nature and should not replace talking to a tax advisor or tax preparer. So what happens if you miss the tax deadline? You miss the deadline, you don't get an extension filed. What kind of hammer comes down?
There's a small hammer that's going to come down. I say file as soon as possible. If you miss the deadline, go ahead and file. If you can still, some of the sites still offer late filing, or you can do a paper return. A paper return simply means you're going to mail it into the IRS. It'll give you time, but then now your penalties and fees and all the extra money is starting to build up because you're getting that in late.
Yeah. How do they determine those penalties and fees? I mean, is it worse if you owe a lot of money and you haven't filed? Is it bad even if you're going to get a refund and you haven't filed?
So the fees are and penalties are only going to apply if you owe.
Okay.
If you get a refund, you really don't have to file an extension. You just will file and you'll just get your refund later. But if you owe, you do have to, I recommend that you do file the extension because you're going to owe, but just give you a little bit more time to gather what you need mm-hmm. to actually get it filed by the absolute last date that you need to file.
Yeah. So Uncle Sam doesn't mind holding on to your money if you're going to get a refund, but Uncle Sam wants his money if you owe.
That's exactly right.
Okay. There has always been bad advice when it comes to taxes. I understand there's a lot more of it on TikTok and other social media platforms these days. What are some of the red flags people should watch out for when it comes to free advice about taxes and saving big money?
Oh, man. So one of the things, the trends that I'm seeing is go ahead and file part of your documents so that you can get a refund and then file an amendment and file the other ones later. You're supposed to file your tax return when you get all of your tax documents. When you're doing that, you could get more of a refund that the IRS is expecting to give you. And if you got more, then your taxes will be audited and you will have to pay the additional money back with the penalties that they're going to charge you.
Okay. So that's one to look out for. We do have a caller on the line. Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. I hope my question is pretty simple. If you do not file today and you do not get an extension today, but it turns out you owe nothing, is there still a failure to file penalty?
No, there isn't. If you get a refund or if it's just you don't owe anything, it's just you're a late filing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope that helps, Linda.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. See, you just gave Linda some good news. Does that make you feel good?
It does.
Yeah. It's nice to get good news on tax day, isn't it? If there is one bad tip that you hear most often from people, where people come to you and say, I heard I can save a bunch of money by doing this, is there one thing like that that you hear all the time?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. a lot of them are things that tax filers think that they can write off, and they're just not things that you can write off. If you want to know the things that you can write off of your taxes, you can go to one of the IRS publications. It's Publication 17, and it'll give you all the information on the things that the IRS will allow you to write off of your taxes.
Okay. So it's like, I saw something on TikTok, like, I bought this big old car and I'm writing off my gas and my this and my that. And it's not that simple. There's a lot. It's really, really complicated.
It is. And you can, in some circumstances, write off fuel. But that is if you are a business and you use your vehicle for business. Mm-hmm. And there's even particular points of where you begin and where you end when you're driving that you can use that gas. And it takes a lot of detail and making sure that you have evidence, if you're audited, that you can prove that that's what the gas was for.
Yeah, you got to have that paper trail, keep the
paper
receipts,
trail.
As the young people say, right?
Yes.
Are there many legal shortcuts for reducing your tax burden? I mean, there's all this sketchy stuff that you hear, but is it a matter of looking at that Form 17 and figuring out, hey, what are the actual legal approved things I can do to try to reduce this tax burden?
Yeah, for sure. Just on regular filing, this is not business filing, one of the things that you can reduce is trying to see if you can deduct, itemize things more than the IRS gives us. So the IRS gives us a standard deduction. And if you can deduct more using the IRS required deduction, you can reduce your tax bill.
Okay. And that's things like you can deduct like charitable contributions and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like given to your favorite NPR station.
Yes. Yeah. Given to your favorite NPR station.
There you go.
And all of that information is also found in the publication 17 from the IRS.
I like that that's a short number too. It seems like a lot of their forms are like 647B or something.
Yeah.
But 17, that's a nice two-digit number. It's easy to remember. Good. Okay, well, we're discussing what you need to know to file your taxes today or file an extension. We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. And later in the program, word puzzles are having a moment, and we'll have a Cincinnati Edition-themed Hink Pink you can play live on the air. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about tax day and answering your last-minute questions about filing your taxes or filing for an extension. My guest is Smart Money financial counselor Michelle Abernathy. Do you have any last-minute tax questions? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk at wvxu.org. We do have a caller on the line. Hi, Alice. Thank you so much for calling. What's your question?
Hi. Hello. Thank you so much for this service. I've been helping my son as he's been doing his taxes, and this is the first year we're trying to do it without an accountant doing it with us. He works in Kentucky. He lives in Ohio. He remote worked for a short period in New York. So we've got the federal ready to go. We've got the Ohio ready to go. The New York ready to go. Kentucky is befuddling us because there is the Kentucky NPR form and there's the Kentucky NP form. And then we're also being told he doesn't have to file anything in Kentucky because of the reciprocal agreement. So his employer has taken taxes out for Kentucky. So what do we do with this Kentucky filing?
What do you think, Michelle? Are you familiar with that?
A little bit familiar. If he paid taxes in Kentucky, he could be getting a Kentucky refund. But unfortunately, that's a little bit out of my scope, so you may need to ask a tax pro that question. About the Kentucky taxes. But if he paid taxes in Kentucky, there's a possibility that he could get a refund. So my suggestion would be to contact a tax pro, or you can contact the state of Kentucky to ask about those tax forms that he would need to file.
Yeah, hope that helps, Alice. And let me just say you're a good mother for helping your son with this.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, thank you so much. Let me ask you this, Michelle, how can a person file taxes for free? Alice just mentioned that they're trying not to use a tax preparer. She's helping her son. A lot of people would like to do this without going to, you know, some place where they're going to pay a fee. What's the best way to file your taxes for free?
One of the things is you can file, you can use one of the tax sites to see which one is going to offer a free tax site, a free filing. If you can't find one, I recommend just use the information that you enter on one of the tax sites, and you can enter it on the 1040 form, and then you just simply mail it in. If you mail it in most cases, that's a paper return. There's no fee. You're just mailing your tax return in. But there's one important thing if you do that, and I find that this big mistake that a lot of people are doing is they are not signing or dating the tax return.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
Yes.
And do you file for free? And maybe this is an online thing. Does your income have to be below a certain level to file for free online? Is that the deal?
There is through the IRS. So the IRS.gov has a list of sites that they will allow income earners under a certain amount to file for free. I do recommend if you go to those sites to look and see if you meet those qualifications and also if the state that you live in will file that tax return for free as well.
Well, how much does it usually cost to file electronically?
Oh, yeah. There's it's a range. I've seen anywhere from $30 up to $250.
Ooh, yuck. Yeah, yes. You don't want that, especially if you think you're going to have to be paying taxes
exactly.
on top of that.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Hi, Dustin. Thanks so much for listening. What's your question?
Yes, thank you. I work and I pay my taxes and everything, but I have not filed my tax return. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep, that's okay. You said you haven't filed your returns?
In about 10 years. How would I go about starting filing again? Like, do I need to contact an accountant or something? And what kind of penalties would come with that?
Okay. That's a great question, Dustin. First, I'll say, Michelle, I don't know if this is something you run into in your work at Smart Money, or if there are additional resources you can suggest for Dustin. But what do you say for Dustin?
So you can go back. You could start go back the last 3 years to file, and most of the sites now, online sites, you can go back 3 years. Those years prior to that, you will have to talk to a tax advocate, and you can find a tax advocate on the IRS.gov site, and they can help you through those prior years. But if you earned the income and you were expected a refund, you're just missing out on money. But the last 3 years, if you're expecting a refund, I say go ahead and file so that you can get your refund.
If he was expected to pay, if he were due, you know, if he owed taxes, is that where the penalties and all that would start to come in?
Yes, and I would definitely recommend that you talk to a tax advocate, and you can find that on the IRS.gov site. Those are the individuals that help with those more complicated tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Federal tax returns.
Yeah. And I imagine, do you refer clients at Smart Money sometimes to those
I
folks
do.
Too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dustin, I sure hope that helps. I just appreciate that you're looking to get this started and get this untangled. So good luck. I hope that IRS.gov website helps you. You can find a tax advocate to help you work through all that. Thanks for listening. So, you know, how difficult or easy is it to do these taxes on your own? You know, we talked about there's the paper form, there's the, you know, there are all these online sites. How tough or easy is it?
It is super simple. It is. It's very simple. It's nothing more than looking at information on a document and transferring that information onto a computer file site or on a site. So on your W-2s and box one would be the annual income that you earned. And the site would say box one, you take the numbers from box one and you put it in box one on the form on the computer. And you just follow the prompts on the computer all the way till the end. If there's an error or a mistake, the computer site will most likely not let you advance until you fix the error.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly simple. If you have just a simple tax return, and a simple tax return would be just W-2s. If you had children or some student loan interest, or even if you did gig work, those are considered simple tax returns.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. How much more complicated does it get if you own a small business, for example, or if you're a gig worker and maybe you have a full-time job, but you also have you're driving for Uber or Lyft or something like that on the side?
So if you have a full-time job and doing gig work, that's going to kind of fall in that bucket of a simple tax return. Now, if you are a business owner with employees, you own property, you rent property, you've sold some investments and stocks, things like that, those are going to be a little bit more complicated. So I would recommend that you hire a tax professional to help you with your tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us about the IRS's direct file system. And I understand we don't have it in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. What is it and why not?
So I think this is where the IRS is going to be moving. it's going to be a centralized way for individuals to file their tax return. It will be just one site. Those individuals will take all of your tax documents and enter into that one site, and IRS will be able to process it a lot easier versus 10 different sites. Mm. It is a pilot program. However, I believe it's being tested in maybe 5 states. But depending on how this goes, I believe this is going to be the new wave of how to file a tax return. It is income restricted, so it's going to be kind of the same way that the sites are now. A certain amount of income will be able to use these sites, and they're moving towards more of the simple tax return. Mm-hmm. So these individuals will be able to go to one site, file their tax return, and be able to get a refund a lot faster.
I see. So they can handle federal and state all in one swoop instead of dealing with different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. Simplification seems like a good goal.
Yeah, it is. The only kind of kickback from this are the tax sites. These are small businesses that may be losing out because it'll be one site that those individuals will have to use to file their tax return.
I see.
For
I
free.
See. Yeah. Yeah. So there's some opposition to this from folks who make their money from helping people, understandably so. So if you are lucky enough to have a refund coming, how can you track when you're going to get it?
Oh, that's a great question. Again, I keep referencing the IRS.gov. They've done an excellent job with advancing their site. So that it's user-friendly, and there's a number of things that we can do in this site. And you can go to the site and click on Where's My Refund? And once you click that, it'll ask you for some information. And one of the things that you do have to know is the exact amount of refund that you have, because that is kind of a identifier of that person. You put that information in along with some other personal information, and it'll give you a timeline when you should receive your refund.
One more question for you, Michelle. You know, we're talking today about this last-minute filing and people who need to file an extension. Ideally, when should people start this process? If people are looking ahead to set new goals for next tax year, when should they get started?
That's a great question. So tax time starts, they start talking about it in probably December. And so the first filing would be about the third week of January. I say wait, because there's always some new tax laws that might be changing. So I would wait till maybe the second week of February to actually, first or second week of February to actually file.
Okay.
But in all fairness, a lot of times businesses are sometimes late sending those tax documents. So just make sure that at the end of the year, just talk to your employer to just say, you know, tax time's coming up. Can you please mail my tax documents on time?
Yeah. Well, this has been great. I've been talking with Smart Money financial counselor Michelle Abernathy. Thank you so much for your time today, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Up next, word puzzles are all the rage these days. We'll talk about them and have a Cincinnati Edition themed Hink Pink for you to play live on air. This is Cincinnati Edition.